Dan Novak.
This is BOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. As NATO renews its commitment to one day welcome Ukraine as a member, Kyiv is doubling down on what it calls its more urgent requests. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the last time he met with NATO ministers, he had a three-word request.
Weapons, weapons, and weapons.
Today in Bucharest, three other words.
Faster, faster, and faster.
Kuleba says Ukraine appreciates what the U.S. and others have given.
But the war goes on.
And as Russian airstrikes keep taking out Ukraine's energy infrastructure, he's asking for transformers and more advanced air defenses, specifically Patriot missile systems.
Right now, we have no plans to provide Patriot batteries to Ukraine.
But Brigadier General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon says the U.S. will keep talking with allies about other weapons on top of what's already been sent to Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. senators voted 61 to 36 on Tuesday to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. 12 Republicans voted for the legislation, which will head to President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law after final passage in the U.S. House of Representatives. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, one of the act's co-sponsors and the first openly gay woman elected to the U.S. Senate, spoke about efforts to protect same-sex marriages.
It's important to reflect on the tireless advocacy of many, particularly in the LGBTQ community, who've been fighting for partnership recognition and marriage equality for literally decades.
The legislation passed the U.S. House early this year with support of 47 Republicans. Now heads to the House so that members can vote on the Religious Liberty Protection Amendment added in the Senate. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron arrived here in the U.S. Tuesday as the guest for the first state visit of Joe Biden's presidency. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers says that
the relationship between the two presidents had a choppy start. Last year, French President Emmanuel Macron briefly recalled his ambassador to the United States due to a spat over a submarines deal. However, the relationship has since turned around, with Macron emerging as one of Biden's most forward-facing European allies in regards to the war on Ukraine. The leaders have a lot to discuss during Macron's visit, including Iran's nuclear program and China's assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. militia leader Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been convicted of seditious conspiracy for a violent plot to overturn Democrat Joe Biden's presidential win, handing the U.S. Justice Department a major victory in its massive prosecution of the January 6, 2021 insurrection. A Washington jury on Tuesday found Rhodes guilty of sedition. After 3 days of deliberation, the nearly two-month-long trial showcased the far-right extremist group's efforts to keep Republican Donald Trump in the White House. President Biden on Tuesday toured a $300 million semiconductor manufacturing facility in the state of Michigan that aims to create 150 jobs and said the U.S. was not going to be held hostage anymore by countries like China that dominate the industry. Biden tied the project directly to the CHIPS and Science Act, which he signed in August. The bill includes about $52 billion in funding for U.S. companies for the manufacturing of chips, which go into technology like smartphones, electric vehicles, appliances, and weapon systems. China has pushed back vocally against the legislation and also against an October move by the administration to impose export controls on chips, a move intended to block China from getting these sensitive technologies. And IEP correspondent Norman Hall reporting now, a Walmart employee who says she barely missed being shot in the gunfire that left six co-workers dead in the state of Virginia has filed a $50 million lawsuit.
The lawsuit filed in court in Chesapeake, Virginia, says Walmart allegedly continued to employ the shooter, a store supervisor, despite what it calls Andre Bing's known propensities for violence, threats, and strange behavior. The plaintiff is Danya Priolo. She alleges that she has experienced post-traumatic stress disorder, including physical and emotional distress. Walmart, which is headquartered in Bentonville, Arkansas, said in a statement that it was reviewing the complaint and will respond as appropriate in court. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.